In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen. To understand the origins of today's feast, we need look no further than to St. Luke himself, who recommends us to the Old Testament and to the Law of Moses, explaining that according to the Mosaic Law, a mother who had given birth to a man-child was considered, first of all, unclean for 7 days. Afterwards, she was to remain another 33 days in the blood of her purification. When this period was over, the mother was then to bring to the temple a lamb for a holocaust and a young pigeon or a turtle dove for sin. And if she was not able to offer a lamb, she was to take 2 turtle doves or 2 pigeons. The priest then prayed for her, and so she was held as cleansed. Thus we have it in the book of Leviticus. Today we commemorate the 40th day after the birth of Christ. Mary was not in duty bound to comply with this precept of the law, given the fact that the birth of Christ had been miraculous, just as had been his conception. Certainly our Blessed Lady, an inviolate virgin before, during, and after the birth of Christ, had no need of purification. Nevertheless, in all humility, she submitted to the law instituted by God until it should be fulfilled. And so also hide from that moment the full revelation of the mystery of the child who had been born to her. And so she went to the temple, underwent these rites, and received the prayer of purification from Simeon the Just in the presence of Anna the prophetess. It should come as no surprise then to any of us that the first time we hear about this feast being celebrated is in the Church of Jerusalem. We have no clear record of its celebration in the very first generations, for this was a time when Jerusalem was beset by wars and 2 times destroyed by the Romans. Christians were often in hiding at this time. However, as soon as the age of persecution was over, we find almost immediately an attestation from a Western pilgrim of the celebration of this feast on the 14th of February. That is because in the East it was the practice, and indeed this tradition continues to our very day, that the birth of Christ, his appearance to the world, was kept on January 6th. By the close of that same 4th century, however, the Roman tradition of celebrating our Lord's birth on December 25th began to find favor throughout the Christian world. And so then we find what came to be our 12 days of Christmas, celebrating Christ's birth on December 25th and continuing the celebration of the ancient feast of his appearance to the nations on January 6th. For this reason, however, the celebration of today's feast began to be celebrated more and more often on February 2nd. If originally we do not find a clear name for today's feast, the names known so well in East and West were found soon afterwards. In the East, it has always been considered primarily a feast of our Lord, while in the West, it came to be known as a feast of Our Lady. So in the East, it is often called Our Lord's Presentation, and in the West, Our Lady's Purification, though this always necessitates that clear explanation that it does not imply that Our Lady was in any need of purification. It was merely her submission to the law of Moses. In the East, and indeed this is even noted in the Roman martyrology, it also goes by the beautiful name of Ipapanti, the encounter, commemorating the beautiful meetings or encounters that took place this day between the Holy Family and Simeon the Just and Anna the prophetess. In the West, then, by the Middle Ages, it was popularly known by the blessing that takes place this day. And so it was known in most vernacular languages by this name, Chandeleur, for instance, in French, and Candlemas in English. Indeed, this feast was so popular throughout the Age of Faith that it was in many places celebrated with an octave, so that Christians would cling to the Christmas season in that way yet another week. This was not the practice in the Roman Rite, however. And so, in his time, St. Francis de Sales could comment, "The Feast of the Purification has no octave. It should continue our whole life. We must have our minds settled on two points. One, to expect the growth of weeds in our garden. And the other, to have courage to see to their removal and to lend a hand ourselves. For as long as we live, self-love will not die. Man carries himself everywhere about with him, finds himself everywhere, and misery is attached to him as a shadow to the body." Our patron's short reflection brings to the forefront the importance of the ceremony that begins the celebration today. It is one of three occasions during the church year when we solemnly bless an object to be borne by the faithful. The blessing of candles today, the blessing of ashes some weeks from now, and the blessing of palms at the beginning of Holy Week. On all three occasions, the ministers wear violet and the ancient folded chasubles as a symbol of penance. The first and last of these occasions, Candlemas and Palm Sunday, form a sort of framework, for each of these includes a solemn procession. The one in between, Ash Wednesday, has only the blessing and imposition of ashes, for priest and people, guilty of dust and sin, will form a perpetual train of humiliation throughout the 40 days of Lent. Those glorious palms, which were blessed last year to adorn and protect our homes, will be burned by the fire this year to produce the ashes of penance. As we close the Christmas season and find that the work of purification in our muddied souls has only begun. Today, however, we bless candles, fruit of those little creatures of God who have always been admired for their buzzing zeal. Throughout the 40 days of Christmas, we have received the full revelation of God made man. And so we pray at the close of this season, as we do at the close of every day with Simeon, "Mine eyes have seen thy salvation." As the season of penance approaches, let us keep the light of our Christmas faith burning and hope in the cross that brings our victory over the ashes. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.